As VOA News reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukraine's allies announced delivery of new air defenses and recommitted to providing it robust, enduring military assistance at a meeting at NATO headquarters on Wednesday, saying Russian missile strikes 2 days ago only further united them.
The whole world has just seen yet again the malice and cruelty of Putin's war of choice, rooted in aggression and waged with deep contempt for the rules of war.
U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, sitting next to his Ukrainian counterpart, opened the gathering of the more than 50 countries by condemning Russian President Vladimir Putin's deadly missile attacks across Ukraine.
Russia's latest barrage against Ukraine's cities has again killed and wounded innocent civilians and put targets with no military purpose in the crosshairs. But Russia's latest assaults have only deepened the determination of the Ukrainian people and further united countries of goodwill from every region on earth.
The Russian air attacks killed 19 people in Ukraine, wounded more than 100, and knocked out power supplies across the country, adding new urgency to Kyiv's longstanding calls for air defenses to protect its cities. NATO Chief Jens Stoltenberg called Russia's missile attacks a sign of weakness after weeks of Ukrainian gains that have set off rare criticism inside Russia of its war effort. Meanwhile, the head of the UN Nuclear Watchdog Agency says Ukraine's biggest nuclear plant has lost all external power needed for vital safety systems for the second time in 5 days, calling it a deeply worrying development. This is VOA News. A court in military rule.